Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report on this Friday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dan, and good morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its September quarterly grain stocks report. It looks like this. Corn, 1.971 billion bushels. Soybeans, 449 million. Wheat, 1.743 billion bushels. But the surprise in the report is a revision to the 2005 crop production for soybeans, USDA reducing that crop by 36 million bushels from 3.124 billion to 3.063 billion. We'll discuss the implications of the numbers from the grains reports in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. Cash hog prices today are called steady to firm in the western corn belt, where some plants reportedly need additional hogs for second shift operations Friday. In the terminals, they're steady in a light test today with tops from $40 to $43. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, September 28th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,144. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54.50 to $63.36. And the weighted average was 60.11, a loss of 51 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.59 to $51, the weighted average $48.10. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $8,022, the base price range $54 to $63, the weighted average $61.03, a gain of 15 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.43 to $49.25, and the weighted average was 46.73.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, we've been talking a lot about the harvest conditions across the U.S. and the Midwest, Delta, Southeast, and we'll get to that in just a second. But yesterday, listening to Todd in the afternoon, reminded me that the wheat may need a little bit of attention, and the U.S. hard red wheat country, mostly dry yesterday, high temperatures in the 60s and 70s, lows this morning well above the frost and freeze threshold, so conditions stayed mild there. Much of the above-average temperatures that occur this weekend and early next week will put a little bit of a stress on the moisture for the area. Warm, dry conditions will deplete soil moisture. It will allow the planting and the early crop development to advance favorably, but the region is gradually drying out, and that will eventually raise the need for some greater soil moisture. And a big area of production that needs moisture, Western Australia, and rain is expected to fall in the southwestern portion of that region of Western Australia early next week. Precipitation will be good for the wheat and barley, although no dramatic change in production potentials is likely to result. The state does need a more general soaking of rain to fix production potentials. Temperatures quite warm prior to the rain event. All other areas, small grain areas in Australia, will continue to struggle for moisture, with crop stress slowly increasing, and that may eventually reduce production potentials additionally, especially with reproduction approaching. Argentina's winter crop region will receive a much-needed rainfall next week. A general increase in soil moisture and improvement in crop conditions will result after rain occurs, and it's expected Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Coverage is expected to be high, not only in the Buenos Aires region, but also in Cordoba and Santa Fe as well. Follow-up precipitation is expected, and that should help to improve crops additionally later in the month of October. Not much rain is expected in the South African wheat country through the weekend. Showers may begin next week. Greater rainfall may be necessary, but any moisture will be better than none. And they do look for aggressive planting anticipated across the U.S. wheat areas with the influx of dry and milder conditions. Back to the U.S. and the corn and soybeans, restricted rainfall expected across the corn-soybean belt during the weekend and into the first full week of a two-week outlook period. Exception will be in the eastern Midwest this weekend when a high coverage of light rain is anticipated. That is, a cold area of air pushes out of central Canada towards the Great Lakes, and there may be enough precipitation to get some measurable amounts there. Second week of the two-week forecast period begins ramping up the precipitation across the region once again. Timing and intensity of the storm system after October 7th is probably not currently tagged predictably by the computer models, but a wetter period of weather is probable during that time, possibly causing some greater delays to field work once again. Temperatures becoming unseasonably warm this weekend and continuing quite warm through next week. Generally, the South American weather is dry and in need of rain, but as we said, talking about the wheat, there will be some areas of precipitation that do start to develop. Argentina's increased rainfall potential for next week will improve planting prospects for corn and sunseeds. Brazil's central and south region will be plenty wet over the next 2 weeks, while rain in the north is a little erratic and light. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 495, down a half. Last trade up, 4.5. March 504, down a half. Last trade up, 6. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 445.5, unchanged. Last trade up, 4.75. March 459, unchanged. Last trade up, 5.5. July 463, down 1.5. Last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 264, down a quarter. Last trade up, 3.25. March 277, down a half. Last trade up, 2.5. May 284, down 1.25. Last trade up, 2.25. July 292, unchanged. Last trade up, 2.25. Red line December 303, down 3/4. Last trade up, 3.25. December oats opened at 206.75, up 1/4. Last trade up, 1.5. November beans opened at 552, down 3/4. Last trade up, 1.75. January 565.25, down 1.5. Last trade up, 1. Next July 597, unchanged. Last trade up, 1.75. October soybean meal opened at 162.10, unchanged. Last trade up, 70. October soybean oil opened at 23.99, up 6. Last trade up, 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing well, and it looks like the soybean pit may be doing well today with a giddy-up off of the opening bell based on a reduction in the 2005 crop.
Yeah, the government came in and threw a wrinkle in things. I don't think the reduction in the ending stocks was as big a surprise as the fact that they cut back on the 05 crop by almost 25 million bushels. So, yeah, you take that, you drop the soybean stocks as of SEP 1 down to 448 or 449 billion. We're kind of scratching our heads in here going, how is a 450 million bushel carryover bullish, Dave, when last year we were looking at 256 at this same time? So, you know, it looks like we're going to get a higher start, but looking at the big picture, you're still scratching your head.
Looks like we're pushing 07 and 08 hopes right into right now.
Oh, yeah, we sure are. Everybody knew that post-harvest, or everybody felt strongly that a post-harvest rally was going to happen as corn and beans were going to fight for acres. What it looks like is the funds have decided they're not going to wait for harvest to finish up. The funds bought 30,000 contracts of corn last Thursday. They bought 15,000 contracts of corn yesterday, 9 or 10,000 contracts of beans yesterday. So it looks like they've jumped the gun by 30 days.
December corn finished yesterday 264.25 at the top of its range, and a very impressive run up yesterday, moving above its 100-day moving average. In fact, now above all its major moving averages, and it looks like it might hit 265.5 easy enough, which would be the August today, we tee that up, we go up to the contract highs in the next month or so?
You know, you can't rule it out, Dave, as crazy as it sounds, but we've already rallied 35 cents off of contract lows heading into an 11 billion bushel corn harvest. So why would you rule out another 20-cent rally from here? You know, what we had yesterday was a lot of short covering because the open interest in corn, even with all that buying, only increased by 2,200 contracts. So now you've got nervous shorts on top of people that are wanting to just be long the market. So the combination of that buying, if we can get through some 271 type resistance on the charts, yeah, your next destination is contract high, 287.
And in about 20 seconds, a quick analysis of the wheat.
The wheat market, you know, we were up big yesterday. We're going to see some slight follow through from that, maybe 1 to 1.5 higher on the opening. They want to be aware of the fact that we are a little overbought right now and probably due for a setback, and especially with harvest coming and corn and beans, I think a higher opening could lead to a slightly lower close.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.